here's a story from The World.
In Brazil, protesters across the country have taken to the streets after the brutal killing of a black man. A string of violent incidents against black Brazilians in recent months have energized the Black Lives Matter movement there. From southern Brazil, here's more from reporter Michael Fox.
A seemingly endless crowd of people marches slowly up the street. They're silent, except for the sound of a lone bass drum. Each of them has a fist raised in the air. Some of those in the crowd are black. Many are not. Most wear masks. A woman carries a large piece of cardboard with the words Black Lives Matter, João Freitas. This is the funeral procession for João Alberto Silveira Freitas, a 40-year-old black man who on November 19th was beaten and killed by security guards at a Carrefour supermarket in the Brazilian city of Porto Alegre, the southernmost state capital. The brutal video of his beating went viral, sparking outrage on the eve of Black Consciousness Day in Brazil. The day was founded 50 years ago by a group in Porto Alegre to commemorate Black pride and resistance. The date marks the death in 1695 of Brazil's most historic Black hero, Zumbi dos Palmares. He was the leader of the country's largest settlement of escaped slaves in the 17th century. This year, the day took on an even more urgent meaning when protests erupted at Carrefour supermarkets around the country. People marched into a store in Belo Horizonte, chanting murder and racist. At a store in Brazil's capital, Brasilia, protesters rallied in front of the meat aisle. We are protesting racism and demanding an end to the genocide against the black community, said activist Helen Frida, who attended the protest. Thousands turned out for one of the largest marches in Porto Alegre since the beginning of the pandemic. During his speech to the G20 summit over the weekend, President Jair Bolsonaro denied the existence of racism in Brazil and lashed out at protesters.
Contudo, há quem queira destruí-la e colocar em seu lugar o conflito.
He said, there are those that want to destroy Brazilian unity and put in its place conflict, resentment, hate, and racial division, always masked as the fight for equality or social justice, all in search of power. There is a myth, long held by many in Brazil, that since U.S. Jim Crow-style segregation never existed here, then there's no racism in Brazil. It's called the myth of racial democracy. Reginete Bispo is a longtime member of the Black movement in Porto Alegre. She's also a sociologist who leads the Black Women's Institute, ACANI. She says, racism in Brazil is endemic. It's everywhere, it's every day. Racism in Brazil is recognized across the globe because this is one of the countries that most kills blacks. More than 50,000 young black men and women are killed every year in Brazil. The killing of João Freitas was all the more tragic, coming just days after the election of five new young black city council members in Porto Alegre. It was an important win in what is considered one of the most racist cities in the country. Mateus Gomes was one of those just elected to city council. He put some of the blame for the killing of black people on far-right President Bolsonaro.
Bolsonaro, ele tem responsabilidade direta no que está acontecendo.
He says Bolsonaro is directly responsible for what has happened through his hate discourse, for his attempt to ignore the racial problems, and for being part of those that today instigate violence in different ways, particularly through the police and private security. The Carrefour supermarket chain has said it would end its contract with the security company responsible for João Freitas' death. It said it would also fire the store manager. But according to reports, this is one of a string of racist incidents and labor violations committed by the supermarket chain. João Freitas was a welder. He left behind five children. Activists across the country have vowed to continue to fight against the racist violence and death that continues to plague Brazil. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.